You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guest today is Dr. Bridget Weiss, Superintendent of the Juno School District. Hello, Dr. Weiss.
Good afternoon.
How are things with you?
Well, we are doing great here at the school district. We are taking every day as it comes and just really putting our heads together each and every day in coordinating how we can support students and families.
And you're here today to give us some updates about the school district, the school year. I just wanted to ask, as we start off, what's going well so far?
Well, we're super excited, as an example, about our meal service. We are able to provide free breakfast and lunch for any Juno child, whether they are a student in the school district or not. And that came to us about the first or about the second week of operations. We received a waiver to be able to provide that support for the community. Those are grab-and-go lunches with also some warm-up options in there. And so we are really excited about the ability to provide that free of charge for Juno kids.
And how does that work? Do folks just come and pick up their breakfast or lunch at a certain time at a certain location?
Yes, we have meal service at each of our sites this fall. And between the hours of 10 and 1, people can come to the school and pick up both breakfast and lunch. And then it also is for the weekends. So on Friday, families can pick up meals at the same time for Saturday and Sunday. So it does not have to be their school site. It can be whatever site is closest to them, or if they have children in multiple schools, they can go to one site to pick those meals up. So we do encourage families to take to make use of that. If a family feels like they may qualify for free and reduced lunch, even though we have free lunches for everyone and breakfast for everyone, it does help us if we have families who believe their income has dropped and would qualify, that we do get that paperwork filled out. And they can they can go to the school website, and there's a pretty obvious connection right on our main site how to apply for that.
That's just a really incredible service. And do you feel like the word is out about that and folks are making use of it?
Absolutely. We've seen an increase in response to that. And I'm finding that it really, sometimes no matter how much we say something, there's folks that have missed it. So I want to make sure that families know that this is available. And really pretty user-friendly available. They can come to any site and pick that up. So it's really important at this time. We also are doing some delivery for families who need it because we do have some families where it's harder for them to get to a site. So if somebody needed that support, they could contact their school.
Well, thank you so much for the update on that. And now there's some other things you wanted to speak about today. One of the first things on the list that I have is distance learning. Is that district-wide this year?
Yes. How we started the school year is in distance learning. It looks a little bit different at each level, but we have been responsive to input and feedback and made a few adjustments as we've gone. You know, this is one of these situations where we are missing our students being in our buildings, and I know students and families are missing being in our buildings. And so this is really a response to our health and safety needs, and we are watching our community health status very carefully as we proceed. But staff worked all summer preparing for distance learning. We have many, many tools in our hands to do that this fall that we didn't have last spring. And so we just continue each week to ramp that up. So we are doing mostly distance delivery. We do have some face-to-face opportunities, and we keep rolling those in week to week. We're finding different ways to involve kids. One of the things we're really excited about is our fall activities at high school level and some at middle school where we're able to have students participate. We know that is such an important part of students' lives. And so we are hoping that we can continue our mitigation plans and maintain a level of student activity throughout the year.
Well, it sounds like you're doing the best you can and you've got a lot of great resources at hand. I wanted to follow up with that and ask, what is the one-to-one computer program?
So what we were able to do with both a combination of funding through our CARES funding that we received from as the school district in response to COVID, the city assembly also has been very supportive and allotted some funds to help us complete this project. And we have now the ability to provide a Chromebook or for our younger kids, an iPad, to any and every student that needs it. And so we are really excited about that. It has supported our distance learning model. As we move ahead and we increase our face-to-face learning as we go and are able to, it will also support us in making adjustments, because what we know is the more introduction we do of face-to-face as we go throughout the school year, there is the possibility of having to stop that at any given point. And so having students have a device that is in their possession at all times and that is their learning tool helps us be a little more nimble and quick and provide students technology in their homes.
A Chromebook is like a laptop, right?
Correct.
And is that theirs? Sorry, is that theirs to keep?
It is not theirs to keep. It is on loan, but it is theirs throughout the entire school year. The other support that we are helping families with is internet access. So that's another place where we know that some families have some challenges, either because of where they live or simply other reasons they might not have access to stable internet. And so we're reaching out to families as we hear about those needs through the schools, and we do have some students as needed coming into schools for internet access. We're working with internet companies, working on some other options. And so that is really important work we're doing right now in supporting our students.
Overall, how well do you think students in the Juneau School District have been able to keep up with their academics, with their activities, are they on par at all with where they would be in a normal year, or are they way off?
Well, what I can say is there is absolutely nothing normal about what we're doing right now, and nothing favorable in terms of how we would choose to operate. And so we need to recognize that right up front, that this is not how we would choose to deliver our instruction. The heart of what we do as educators is build relationships with students and families. We thrive in that face-to-face environment. We have many more options about for reaching out to students and so forth. So given that, teachers are really stepping up. They are working on building relationships, which takes a little longer with this format than we would normally be experiencing at the start of a year. So we are doing the best that we can, for sure. And kids are responding well. We know there are a lot of needs out there. And, you know, Juneau is no different than any other community in the country. There are lots of opinions about what we should do and what we shouldn't do. And one of the challenges of COVID-19 is that there are very few clear and concise answers. Nothing is simple. Most situations have many complex layers. So what we're doing is watching our community's health status very closely. We are meeting with CBJ, the emergency committee, weekly. We meet with Juneau Public Health, and we are continuing to explore opportunities. That leads me to a recognition of Monday's meeting that we will have at 4:30 Monday, a board work session, which is a public meeting The access Zoom is available on our webpage, and we will be discussing with the school board where we're at. So one of the commitments we made early on is that the end of September, we would take another look at the health status in Juneau, at where we were in terms of distance learning, what we had been able to phase in, where we think next steps might be. And that's what we're going to do Monday night. So we'll have a public discussion about all of those different pieces. We'll also update the board on what we are doing, where we do have face-to-face interaction in the school district, and what we believe next steps might look like. So that will be happening on Monday evening.
And what outcome are you hoping for that meeting?
The outcome, that's a great question, will be the opportunity is there to publicly explore what next steps may or may not be possible. We won't be making any final decisions, but the discussion with the board will guide the district in the coming days after that, where we will then make some consideration and communicate out what we believe next steps are. And those are a range of possibilities. It could be to maintain exactly what we're doing now. It could be that we are going to continue phasing in face-to-face operations gradually. It could be that on a certain day, we're going to, what I've been sort of calling flipping a big lever and making a more of a dramatic change in operational status. So it could be anything along that continuum. And the conversation Monday night is really meant to advise and inform that decision as we move ahead.
What have you heard from other school districts here in Alaska or beyond? Have you been able to connect with resources outside of Juneau, with your networks, and get inspiration, ideas, resources?
Yes, absolutely. Never before have lifelines been more important. And for me personally, as the superintendent of Juneau, I have a couple of several lifelines. One is the superintendents in the state. So we started meeting weekly back in March and continued throughout the summer. And so as superintendents across the state, we meet regularly. We talk with Dr. Zink, with Commissioner Johnson, with each other. We also have I have a smaller groups of superintendents that I stay in touch with, what we kind of refer to as the Big Five, Kenai, Anchorage, Fairbanks, Mat-Su, and Juneau. We meet weekly and check in with each other. Just what you said, we sort of get inspiration. We troubleshoot together. We compare notes on challenges and celebrations. And then I'm also part of a national superintendent cohort. So I'm very fortunate to have a group of about 15 superintendents from across the country that I stay in touch with. And that gives me even a broader perspective to bring to Juneau. And that's been very helpful.
Dr. Bridget Weiss, thank you so much for those updates today. I really appreciate hearing from you and hearing about what's going on in the school district. And it sounds like we're in pretty good hands. Any last thoughts for our listeners today? Anything else you'd like to share?
My last comment would just be to be watching closely if you have a need around childcare. The city has recently, last night, made a decision to support Rally with a partial subsidy of sorts, a grant. And so if you are a person, a family who needs childcare, be watching. We will have an announcement coming out this week with some more details about that. But we've been waiting for this opportunity to have this ready for people. So stay tuned on childcare if you are a family that has that need.
Oh, that sounds like good news. Thanks again so much for speaking with me today, and hang in there.
Thank you so much.
Take care.